Hello, hello, and welcome to the Heathen Weirdos podcast. My name is Sif, and today we are talking about that mysterious, mischievous squirrel that travels up and down the world tree, Ratatosk. But first, let's introduce you the hosts we have here today.
Hi, my name's Theo. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Kenna. My pronouns are she, her.
Cool. So, who is this squirrel? What do we have on him? Well, namely, and basically almost singularly in Grimnismal, and to use Hollander's translation, which is quite medieval, three roots do spread in threefold ways beneath the ash Yggdrasil. Dwell Etins near one, near the other Hel, near the third Midgard's men. And then he includes verse 32, which is otherwise missing from the original, which is, an eagle sitteth on Yggdrasil's limbs, whose keen eyes widely ken, twixt his eyes a fellow falcon is perched, hight Vertholdnir, and watcheth. And then verse 33, which is where Ratatosk appears. Ratatosk the squirrel is hight which runneth a, about the ash Yggdrasil. The warning words of the watchful eagle he bears to Nithogger beneath. So, I know that's a bit complicated in terms of the language, so I've also used Larrington's, which is a little bit more straightforward, and uses language that I think most of us can understand a little bit better. So verse 31, three roots grow in three directions under Yggdrasil's ash. Hel lives under one, under the second, the frost giants, under the third, humankind. And obviously it's missing that second verse, so we go straight into verse 32, which is, Ratatosk is the squirrel's name who must scurry about on Yggdrasil's ash. The eagle's utterance he must bring from above and tell to Nidhogg below. So ultimately here we have a layout of Yggdrasil, or rough one at least. We know that it has three roots that extend into Hel's realm, Jotunheim, and Midgard. We have an eagle up top in the canopy and Nidhogg down below munching on the roots. In the Voluspa, Nidhogg is more focused on devouring corpses and striking fear, but here he's munching on the roots.
Match.
Either way, Nidhogg isn't up to much good. Perhaps he changes occupation closer to Ragnarok.
I mean, perhaps. I mean, really, what we have here is a lore deep dive that took us less than 2 minutes.
Yep.
And it involves a giant shit-talking squirrel.
Yes. So what I'll do, I'll skip over some of the other detail and just hop straight into this. Thea, you've mentioned about wanting to start working and worshipping Ratatosk. So why? What does Ratatosk represent and how are you going about it?
Like, why am I?
Yeah.
You know, the only dignified answer I have right now is I really fucking love squirrels.
And that's valid.
But beyond that, like, it's kind of like how I started with Endrimnir, or Andy, as we call him, because what the fuck is that name? Sorry, bro.
Endrimnir.
But I also often call Ratatosk or rats.
That's cute.
Yeah. Anyways, so. What happened was I heard about Ratatosker, and then I made, here comes the nerd time, and then I made a D&D character based on Ratatosker, and I called them Rats the Cheeks, which was really fun. And then I guess just like researching like Ratatosker, and also like for those of you who want to be nerdy with me, Ratatosker was a Kurspa. Of the Kurspa race, and I started researching that, and like I got like really deep into it, and I guess it just kind of developed from there. I guess to me, and I've kind of talked, I know of currently two other people that work with Ratatosker, and we all kind of agree that Ratatosker to us kind of symbolizes like is like the god of clear and direct communication. Maybe direct can be optional in that. Like we have Bragi, the poet of the gods. Yeah. All right.
That is correct, yes.
Thank you. So like Bragi like writes in verse and like uses extremely pretty words and stuff like that. And like that's great. And Bragi's cool. But it can be really difficult to understand some things like that sometimes. And so I guess to me and like the other couple people that work with Ratatoskr, it's like we see Ratatoskr as like a god of communication, but like communication at a level that people will understand.
See now you see why I put the two different verses in.
No, Hollander, exactly. Like
Hollander is Bragi, Larrington is Ratatoskr.
Exactly. Like, and that's the thing, is like a lot of our lore was pretty much just written in poetic verse, which is cool. But sometimes you're just like, what the fuck does that mean? What is was it a marriage bed horse? What was that, Sif?
Oh yeah, that was a marriage bed horse. And I did some research around that and asked a mutual friend, and we came to the mutual decision that it was basically a very play on words, because you know, you ride horses and marriage beds and acts of that nature. So there we go. It was a lot more boring.
No,
that was
really
it.
Really? That? Yeah,
that was it.
Fantastic.
Oh my god.
That is the best thing I've heard.
It's fantastic. So like, but yet again, like that's the thing where it's like the Bragi level is cool and like that is amusing and I'm gonna laugh about that all damn day. But like but like here's the thing, is like if you want to get down and dirty and just understand the lore at first read, like read the Ratatoskr version. Like
mm-hmm.
But also
say it as it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the Ratatoskr version of a marriage bed horse. I'm sure anyone out there listening can use their imaginations. But yeah. So I don't know. I feel like I started researching Ratatoskr and like I almost want to say like, oh yeah, I started worshiping him or working with him, but like here's Ratatoskr him. Doesn't matter. It's
any and all pronouns are fine. I don't think it's ever specified.
It's never specified that I'm aware of. Well, just I mean, unless you want to imagine him with giant nuts, which could be amusing.
Double entendre.
Yeah, that was on purpose. Actually, this time, mine usually aren't.
Well done. Well done.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate your praise. But. I want to say, like, oh, I started working and it's been so enlightening, but I feel like you guys both know I'm an extremely direct and clear communicator. Like, I try to make everything pretty, like, obviously, like, I try to be nice about it and stuff like that, but it's like, I try to make things concise, like, mm-hmm. politely concise and direct. I don't use a ton of flowery words unless I'm actually writing poetry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I feel like just like it's very natural, and like incorporating Ratatoskr into like my daily praxis has been pretty seamless and has felt pretty natural.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Also, I like to leave them like cashews and stuff, or you know.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this before, like, sorry, someone, and I'm not saying they're wrong, because you heathen the way you want a fucking heathen, but, like, someone was like, leave them acorns, and I'm like, well, but the thing about my offerings is, like yes, I know some people are like, leave Freya strawberries, or, yeah, like, leave Ratatoskr acorns, but I'm like, I wouldn't eat acorns. I know some people do, I don't, and that's fine, but like, so I don't feel like I would often leave Ratatoskr acorns or something. Like, I usually leave a consumable because I yeet it or like compost it.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, sorry, to the point. I personally, for my praxis and my opinion and my UPGs, feel that as long as it's something I truly enjoy and value, like, sure, I'll try to tailor it a little bit, but, like, as long as it's something I truly value for myself and something I really won't benefit from, I feel it's an appropriate offering. Like, something I don't like. Let's say, okay, hot take. I don't like Mountain Dew. Everyone does, and that's fine. Like, that's great. But anyways, so like, I like Dr. Pepper. I would more likely offer Dr. Pepper instead of a Mountain Dew, because if I offer Mountain Dew, I'm not losing out on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's my point.
That's, yeah, I do very much the same thing. Because otherwise, I guess the alternative is, obviously, we've talked about it before, buying something that you're not going to use anyway. But you are exchanging money, which is that, a, like, you know, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We've had that discussion.
And, like, that's valid. Like, if people want to go with that for their praxis, that's valid. It's just not what I do.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I do a bit of both, depending on what. Because, for instance, I give Hell black coffee. But I don't like black coffee, but I feel like she does.
I mean, but do you enjoy coffee at all?
I do. So, I mean, I guess that's where the line is. I could put milk in this and drink it myself, or I could give it to Hell as it is. I guess it's like taking a coffee order.
Yeah. I mean, I'm currently drinking someone who's currently drinking a very large black coffee. Anyways.
I think it depends on the coffee. I've never had a coffee that I thought that tastes great without XYZ.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to be a bit more experimental.
Or just put milk in your coffee. It's totally fine to do that. You get your caffeine however you need to.
This is true. Preferably, I'd rather not. I'd just rather just inject it and be done with it. I say that as I'm drinking a Monster. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
What am I doing? Anyway, carry on. This is going to be... I'm going to go off on the tangent. Wait,
what
caffeine.
Am I...
El Cafina.
Sorry, I'm looking at our notes. Because like, I feel like... Is there anything else you want to know about my personal relationship with Radatosker? Or...
Are you friendly to squirrels?
I mean, I try. I have dogs. It's not very squirrel friendly. Yeah, Butter tries. Butter is my corgi.
Mm-hmm.
He tries so hard. He always fails, and I cannot say I'm even remotely upset about it. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
No, I try to be nice to squirrels. I actually have a very large oak tree in my backyard. I'm actually staring at it right now.
Oh, cool.
It's a... God, that thing, it's at least 60 feet tall. And it has so many squirrels in it. So
there you go, that's basically an altar.
So many squirrels. And they're all fat, which I am yet again not upset about. Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What I do find interesting is that we're told in Grimnismal, there we go, I got it right that time.
Yeah.
That Ratatoska's main duty, or at least how it appears to be, is mostly just to cause strife between the eagle in the branches of Yggdrasil and Nidhogg down below. And obviously you have this delightful image of Ratatosk growing up and down the trunk causing mischief. I mean, that's never... We're told that. I quite like the idea that maybe it's just the eagle and Nidhogg just being crude to each other, and, you know, Ratatosk is just delivering it as it is, you know. Interpret the sources, as it were.
I wonder if Ratatosker gets anything for carrying these messages.
Potentially. Maybe it's like... I don't know. I feel like there's... Oh, I feel Ratatosk is a creature that deserves some exploration.
Yeah.
I think it'd be quite easy to do kind of like a book. Even if it's mostly fictional. I'd read that.
I was going to say, I was like, well, you already literally read every single piece of information we have. So yeah. A book, maybe a pamphlet. Yes. Like,
oh, yes. So, yeah. I mean, we have... Yeah, all we have is Grimnismal, mm-hmm. and I'm just making sure I got all this right. Oh, and then just Nidhogg is in Feluspa. So yeah, it's basically that's it. Oh, that is it. Come on now. Oh, come on, do better. Anyway,
can I get a damn you snoring? To go...
I would, but this is in the poetic.
Oh, you're right. Snorri, you can relax. This isn't your fault this time.
This time.
It's very clear.
Yeah, so we have this idea about if you want to build praxis with deities or beings or creatures that don't have much in the lore, we say go down to the name. And for Ratatoska, if you go by Rudolf Simek, it means drill tooth. I've seen others say rat tusk or rat tooth. And I think Lindau, however you want to say his name, it says boar tooth, which again isn't much to go on. It's mostly the idea of obviously squirrels nibbling on things.
So they literally named him Teethy Boy.
Teethy Boy, yeah.
It's, yeah.
Chomp, chomp, motherfuckers.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. I've seen a medieval, I want to say transcript of some sort, but it has Ratatoska or a depiction of Ratatoska in the one of like the margins, you know what they're called, like margin drawings. I can't remember. Someone in the comments will know.
A doodle?
I'm going to Google this now because I'm going to get irritated if I don't think of this. Medieval margin drawings name. Marginalia. Oh, that's... Oh, come on. That was right there.
What?
I am going to hijack that word and use it in reference to myself from now
do
on.
It. Do it. It's
every
a
doodle that I have ever made. It's a margination.
Yep, my... Yes. Essentially, yeah, I've seen a picture of Ratatoska with literally a horn on his head, like a rhino.
I'm chill with it.
So that's
unicorn
one.
Squirrel?
Yeah, there we go. Ratatoska is now a unicorn squirrel.
A squirrel corn.
Squirrel
corn.
So if you know what you have to do.
This is authentic heathen lore.
Please.
Yep. Add a horn to the drawing that I'm doing.
You know,
oh, that would be
a
really good sticker.
You can do... Could you crop the squirrel out and just put a like sparkly glitter horn on him?
Yes.
Good.
That would be such a good sticker.
It would.
Oh, good lord.
I want it.
I'll do it in the next week.
True heathenry.
It will happen. Just watch out for it.
Fuck around, find out something with squirrels. Don't fuck squirrels.
Yes. Yeah.
Squirrel about and find out.
I like that better.
Squirrel about.
Hilarious.
Squirrel about find out.
So hilariously, I've always my family uses the phrase like when you're like when something's off or like weird shit just keeps happening. It's like I'm feeling really like squinky about this. Like. Or like just kind of squinky, and squinky is a combination word of squirrely and squinty.
I see.
Yeah, I don't know. It's they claim they made it up. I don't know if I trust them, but I also like the word. So,
yeah, that's yeah. I mean, I have my family have been really boring with naming things, but the significant other, the significant other, is oh God, I actually said that out loud. His family calls, you know, like a TV remote, a dobber.
What?
A dobber. Yeah. Which is something I hated initially, but has grown on me, and now he gets immense amusement of me using the word dobber for TV remote. Dobber.
I mean, that's better than my... Okay, so I gave you guys Squinky. And Sif gave you dobber, and now I'm going to let you know that my family calls chili soup.
No!
I mean, I guess.
Oh, we're going to get into the what constitutes a soup again.
We'll let you guys decide in the comments.
We don't have time for that.
We don't. I have
you
to,
guys both have plans.
I have very strict time constraints. We will have to let you guys debate in the comments. Soup versus stew.
What is the
difference?
Comment below what constitutes a soup.
And a broth and a gruel and
a gruel?
Everything else. A gruel.
I feel like chili, depending on the chili, could really be more of a gruel. That's my last statement on the matter.
Yeah.
Because we need to continue.
Okay. I have one final thought, and that this is just a ongoing little thing that I find fascinating. It's going to be some brain food for everyone else. If we are to believe that Yggdrasil is this like immense connective sort of tissue for the realms or worlds of men, gods, giants, etc., then we once again, with Ratatosk, have this idea of an animal being able to traverse these realms, or walk between them rather effortlessly. It's something I probably will get into more on the Sather episode, as this is kind of tangential to all of that. But it's the idea of animals, or animal forms, or words to that effect, being crucial in terms of traveling between worlds. And obviously Ratatosk is kind of the kind of most obvious, but probably the more pure form of that. To kind of give you other examples, obviously you've got Thor's goats, Freya's cats, Freya having the falcon cloak to traverse, but obviously Loki does the same sort of thing. The Valkyries being like wearing swan cloaks, going as swans across realms, all of that. There is a theme here that I know there's something to this.
We also have the Flæga. The idea that like if you get tired for no reason in the evening, it's somebody's Flæga coming before they arrive at your house. That transition across realms. And the Flægas usually being animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. There's so many to that. And, you know, Ratatosk does slide into that theme quite well as well. So yeah, big question mark, big kind of like, I do have a book that actually talked about it. It's called Animals and Humans, so that makes sense. By Christina Jenbert, I think that says, from what I can see out the corner of my eye. And that's more to do with the idea of, can't remember the exact angle, but it was slightly different from that. But there's the idea of animals being crossing boundaries. So, brain food.
Boundary crossing. I love concepts of boundary crossing and transgression in ancient cultures and mythologies. Mm-hmm. I took a class. It has nothing to do with Norse myth, but I took a classical studies class. And that section of studies, the transgression of ancient Greek cultures, fantastic. From periods to lycanthropy, the way that cultural conceptions of boundary crossing were presented mythologically are fantastic.
There we go. I feel like this might be a future episode.
Yay!
And I think we'll wrap it up there, just because I'm about to go see Thor.
You're gonna we may have
thoughts. Am I gonna have thoughts? I don't want to.
There will be things to discuss that would be a fun little side adventure for us.
Okay. I mean, yes, I'm... I have issues. I mean, I'm a Marvel fan, but, you know, everyone knows that. But I do have issues with the fact they won't even give Valkyrie a name.
Nope, they won't.
Does she get a name in this one?
Oh, probably not. I don't know.
Oh, come on! Just call her Brunhilde.
I'm not spoiling anything for you, Seth.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I anyway. Will be here when you get back. I know you will have opinions.
We'll wrap up.
Okay. I love you guys. My friends who were meeting me at the place literally just called me and were like, "We're on our way," and I'm like, "It's fine."
Okay, just wrap it up. I'm going to mute myself.
We love you.
Okay. Okay. Kenna has suggested a new outro today, so I'm going to use that.
Bit.
Whisper some secrets to the like, subscribe, and bell button so Ratatosk can run across Yggdrasil and tell us you like us or something. I don't think I was supposed to read that last bit out, but we'll just.
I'm a creative genius.
Or something.
It was fantastic.
Or something.
Okay.
comment below what constitutes a soup. It's important.
It is important. This is the ongoing debate. We need conclusive
also,
evidence.
Would chili be a gruel?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
We love you.
Okay.
All.
All right, we have merch. It's in Redbubble. We have a Discord server. We have a Patreon. We have a Ko-fi or coffee, or however you pronounce it. We're in the Discord. We release episodes, I think, most weeks.
Sounds right.
Somewhat.
Yeah, and have a good one.
Did you say Patreon?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We're mentioning it again. Yeah, and that's it. So don't forget to keep heathenry weird. Woo. Or something.
Or something.
Or something.
Okay.
All right, stop recording, everyone.
Bye, babe.